everyone here this morning to this impartation service. I believe that our lives will never remain the same. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, all the way to verse 11. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask for alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, "Look on us." And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. I'll read to verse 11. And they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the Beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. I speak briefly on the subject, the power of impartation. And this will be part one. I'm going to say the same thing, but varied. The power of impartation. Our objective is twofold. Number one is to understand the power of impartation. And number two, understanding the secrets of impartation power. Understanding the power of impartation, and then understanding the secrets of impartation power. I want to start by saying that the power of God, the supernatural power of God, is one of the most vital necessities of life. On Wednesday night, we looked at the necessity of power. One of the most vital necessities of life is the supernatural power of God. Why? One reason is that the power of God is the answer to the multiplied challenges of life. It's a major answer. Where the power of God is lacking, people will be swallowed in challenges. Where the power of God is absent, people will be literally overwhelmed with challenges. Example. It was the power of God that solved the complicated challenges of the woman with the issue of blood. In Mark chapter 5, verse 25, all the way to verse 34, we saw a woman that had an issue, and the issue lasted for 12 years. The Bible says she was miserable. She spent all she had on physicians. She was nothing better, but rather grew worse. It was a combination of adversity and calamity and infirmity and poverty. She spent everything. Until one day power passed. Just like a day like this, where the power of God is passing. And as the power passed, the affliction passed out. Because the power of God is the answer to the complicated challenges of life. Another example is the paralyzed man at the pool of Bethesda. In the book of John chapter 5. You read all the way from 1 to verse 11. We heard the story of the man that laid at the pool of Bethesda. Having five touches, he had been there for about 38 years. And his condition remained until power arrived. And when the power of God arrived, the condition checked out. This morning, I believe that there is the power of God that will be manifested this morning and will check out an affliction. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen. But this morning, we are looking at the man, the man at the beautiful gate and the power of impartation that changed her life. There are six conditions of that man that we are going to x-ray. We will take two of it per service and then go on. The man at the beautiful gate before the power impartation, what was his condition? Number one, it was inherited adversity. Call it congenital infirmity. Inherited adversity. Inborn infirmity. What do I mean? He was suffering from an affliction that followed him from the womb of his mother. He was suffering from a challenge that was no fault of his. He was suffering from what came along with him at birth. The Bible said that he was a man that was born lame. He didn't contribute to his condition. He was not the reason why he was like that. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? He was suffering from what was passed to him hereditarily. He was suffering from what was passed to him from his parents. He was not suffering because of who he was. He was suffering because of who gave birth to him. Maybe there are people seated here like that. That by virtue of where you came from, certain things came upon you. By virtue of who gave birth to you, some things followed you. I am anointed to announce this morning that those things shall expire. That amen can be better. I said that amen can be better. Everything that it is that followed you from your birth. That we have seen cases of people who are born deaf in the ear, born blind, or born with a certain negative identity, a certain negativity. And this was the case of this man. Everyone who came in here with such a condition this morning, I prophesy it shall expire. Somebody shout power. Look at your neighbor, say it must expire today. Take your seat. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? That was the situation of the man. It was like the condition of Jacob before Genesis chapter 32 verse 24 all the way to verse 28. Jacob had a condition where he was born with a label that was wrong. Jacob began to struggle. His struggle started from his mother's womb. The Bible said that when the children were in the womb of their mother, they wrestled. After they were born, the wrestling continued. Take your seat. Am I communicating? How can somebody start fighting from his mother's womb? How can somebody's struggle start from his mother's womb? He wrestled. When he was born, the children were hunting. And the competition continued. And the struggle continued. They were even the product of one conception. He continued. He continued until everything Jacob did was by struggle. He struggled to get the birthright. He struggled to marry a wife.
And when he was to marry that wife, they gave him another wife.
The struggle continued.
When it was time for him to collect his salary, it was struggle. They changed his wages 10 times. The struggle continued. Until the final struggle where he encountered the angel. And that was struggle number last. He could struggle no more. He struggled it until the struggle expired that time. What followed him from his mother's womb expired almost after 2 or 3 decades. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? That was the kind of thing that this man suffered. He came until there was a power explosion. I am here to announce that there is a power explosion this morning. Something is about to explode on somebody this morning. If you are that one, your amen will be louder than that. Look at your neighbor, say today is the expiry date. Is the expiry date of that negative thing that followed you, that was born with you. Say a louder amen. Amen. Take your seat. Jabez had the same situation. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 and verse 10. The same situation. His mother gave birth to him. And they gave him, and a situation followed him. Sorrow followed him. Calamity followed him. Pain followed him. The mother said, I gave birth to him in pain. So his name must be pain. He followed him until Jabez came to a point where he told God, I can't continue like this anymore. My life cannot continue like this anymore. And he wrestled it until the matter expired. Is there someone who believes this morning that God brought you here because something must expire? If you believe that God brought you here and something must expire, shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat. I told you the story before. While I was in the university, about 500 level medicine, they brought a woman from a village in Benue State. The brother was studying medicine as well. This woman, matured woman, her mother gave birth to 2 of them, the boy and herself. The mother was barren for a long time. So the mother went to water spirits or wherever, asking for children. And they told her they would give her children with some condition. First of all, they will give her the names she will give the children. And then secondly, when the children reached a particular level, the children will die. They will take them. And the woman said, no problem. All I want is for people to know I too have children. And she got the children. They gave her 2 names, the boy and the girl. When the boy came to the particular age they mentioned, he died. Before the girl could reach that age, she repented and gave her life to Christ. And then affliction multiplied. This woman, the doctors couldn't know what to do with her. It was a psychiatric case. It was every case. Abdominal conditions that couldn't be diagnosed. They operated until there was no place for operation scar. She said at times she would be seeing people walking without legs into where she was. She would be hearing voices. One day in the hospital, she said she was on admission in the psychiatric hospital. And he asked her sister, can you go and buy me a bottle of Coke? And the voice told her, we can give you Coke if you want. And then the sister went and bought the Coke and brought it, opened it for her. And an unseen hand carried the Coke and turned the Coke upside down with the Coke open. Yet, no drop of Coke came out. That was when she knew that her problem has passed. Be careful. It was in that condition they brought her to Jaws. And the power of God was released upon her under 30 minutes. And what followed her from her mother's womb expired on the spot. Listen, beloved brothers and sisters. I traveled some time ago and I saw her walking in a hospital setting. And I said, how are you? Fine. So what has happened? Oh, I'm married. And that is my son. She was not meant to be married. She was not meant to have a child. I saw her child. Because what followed her from her mother's womb expired. Any transaction that preceded your birth, that is fighting your life today, this morning they shall expire. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Any parental transaction, every ancestral transaction, every witchcraft transaction, every occultic transaction from the womb of your mother that is fighting your life today, this morning they expire. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Help me tell three people around you, tell them it shall expire this morning. It shall expire this morning. It shall expire this morning. Give the Lord a shout of praise as you take your seat. When it is time to pray, this morning in a short while, I'd like you to be passionate as you can. It's an impartation service, a release of power to change your life and your story. Whatever is not of God, whatever has followed me from birth that is not of God, whatever Calvary does not cover, I refuse it. That was his first condition. Inherited adversity. Number two was identity lost in adversity. The man had an identity that was lost in adversity. What am I talking about? He had his pain, his name swallowed by his pain. He had his identity erased by his infirmity. He was called a certain man. He had no name. He was a nameless man. He was a certain man. His problem was more famous than his person. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? He was a certain man. He was a nameless man. Almost turned into a nonentity by his calamity. Am I communicating at all? Now, the first time I saw this thing, I was confused because they said he was a certain man that sat by the gate called Beautiful. The gate could have a name, but the man could not have a name. He came to the point where the gate was more important than himself. You don't understand what I'm talking about? That is the tendency where the devil begins to use some situations to describe some persons. The barren woman, the stranded man, that chronic single lady. That devil is a bastard liar. Take your seat. This is what the power impartation is to achieve today. Anything that has become a label around your life that is contrary to your destiny, it expires this morning. Take your seat. That family where nobody gets married, that family where their marriage does not succeed, that family where they bury people all the time. Am I speaking to anybody here at all? Take your seat. Anything that swallowed your identity must vomit it this morning. I announce to somebody here, any negative label that is around you that is not your name, this morning it shall be deleted. That was how they gave Jacob a name called Jacob, which was not a name. It was a description of a wrong character. That Jacob is like con man, swindler. They gave him a name until the day came where that name had to be changed. Some of us are looking for things in the physical, whereas we carry an opposite identity in the spiritual. Am I communicating? It is like somebody who is sentenced to singleness in the spiritual, struggling to be married in the physical. Is God speaking to somebody here? A name that was contrary to his life. When you see blind Bartimaeus, Bartimaeus is not a name. Bar means son. Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus. The Bartimaeus is the same thing as son of Timaeus. Bar Mitzvah, Jesus Christ is son of man. Bar is son. So when they say blind Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, what they were saying is blind son of Timaeus. The most important thing there was the blind. Son of Timaeus. He had no name. That was Mark chapter 10 verse 46 to 52. His own name was not needed. His condition was enough to describe him. And then you look again at Mark chapter 5 verse 25 to 34. You also saw the woman with the issue of blood. She was the woman with the issue of blood. Her name was not important. It's not necessary. It's not necessary what her name was. Her problem was enough to describe her. I want somebody to get angry this morning. Any public name that is not good is canceled this morning. And the one they call you that you are not aware, that they say behind you, that is not a correct identity for your life and your destiny. By the power of God, it shall expire this morning. Somebody say the loudest amen. Say the loudest amen. Say after me, say today is the end of every wrong identity in my life. Today is the end. Today is the end. Today it shall end. Including every medical diagnosis. HIV. Hepatitis. That is not your title. Barrenness. Blocked fallopian tube. Endometriosis. That is not your portion. Take your seat of the Lord. Give the Lord a louder shout of victory. Condition number 3 was existence as a burden. The man existed as a burden. I will go in detail about this in the next service. Existence as a burden. They carried him daily. You will never be a burden. Number 4, stagnation in the place of acceleration. He sat at the gate where motion was going on and he was immobile. Stagnation in the place of acceleration. The worst form of pain in life is where your life is stagnant where others are moving. Stagnation in the place of acceleration. That was the 4th condition of this man. Number 5 was imprisoned potential. The man had a potential that was imprisoned. It was called the impotent man. Impotent. Well, I'll talk about that in the appropriate service. Imprisoned potential. And then finally, he was in the situation of denied expectation. He was in the situation of denied expectation. Everybody went into the temple. But he was not able to enter. He was so near, yet so far. I'll talk about that later. Denied expectation. All these things plagued the man until power fell. Until power fell. Beloved, the same thing that fell for that man. Yesterday is falling for you today. I was at the Full Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship, South Regional Conference in Calabar on Friday morning. I had finished preaching. I was about to do an altar call. I've done the altar call. I am praying for the people. I'm about to drop the microphone. Then I sighted a lady there with a broken leg and with a crutch. I asked her to lift up the crutch because the Lord showed me how she was being healed. And suddenly, she lifted up the crutch and began to walk. I talked to only her, but about 6 to 7 other crutches lifted, including a member of their board of trustees paralyzed with stroke. All of them walked up to the altar because when shows forth, the force of hell must bow. All these things continued in the life of this man until power showed. I am here to announce to somebody, the power that is coming here this morning is checking out that devil from your life. Say the loudest amen. Somebody scream power. Take your seat. When power is released for impartation, what are the things that are affected? The power of impartation produces what kind of result? Number one, is the breaking of age-long limitations. When power arrives, limitations are broken. The breaking of age-long limitations. In Acts chapter 3 and in verse 7, and he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately, not gradually, his feet and ankle bones received strength. Impartation is the answer for limitation. Impartation is the cure for limitation. The transmission of power is the breakage of limitation. Your life has been in a situation of limitation. All you need is the sufficient dose of power. Peter was in limitation by that waterside. I toiled all night, I caught nothing. But at your word, and the power fell, and the limitation broke. Hear me this morning. Whatever has limited your life is breaking by power this morning. Say amen like a believer. Lift your voice and say the loudest amen. Say after me, say in the name of Jesus. Today is the end of my limitation. It broke. His feet and ankle bones received strength. It's the breaking of age-long limitation. Number two is the release of innate potential. Power releases potential. I'll talk about that in the second service. That's right. Jakopakataka lakaparataka kashakatakala. Is the release of innate potential. Acts chapter 3, verse 8 and 9. Feet and ankle bones receive strength. Except power wasn't released, then the potential will remain dormant. Number 3 is the activation of motion. The activation of motion. Impartation brings motion. Impartation brings acceleration. Again, I'll talk about that. The man stood. The man leaped. The man ran. Brings motion. Somebody say amen. It was Acts chapter 3, verse 8 and 9. What are the secrets of impartation power? This will be common for all the services. Number one is supplication and prayer. They went to the temple at the hour of prayer. Anybody who knows how to pray
will know how to both release power and receive power.
Will know how to both release and receive. Because the hour of prayer is the hour of power. They went to the temple at the hour of prayer. And then something happened. Supplication and prayer. Number two, expectation and desperation. He expected to receive something. In Acts chapter 3, verse 5. Your expectation determines your experience. An expectation guarantees transmission. Expectation carries a magnetic attraction that guarantees transmission. He expected to receive something. If you are here this morning, everybody connected from all around the world, your expectation would determine the transmission. Number three is connection to higher unction. Impartation happens by connection to higher unctions. Connection, like we have been told, determines collection. And value for higher unction produces the flow of virtue. Higher unction. Somebody say amen. Finally, the appreciation of God is the doorway to the manifestation of God. The Bible said in Acts chapter 3, verse 8 to 9, he jumped, he leaped, he stood, he praised. Anybody who will know how to praise knows how to connect power. Miracles and power flows effortlessly for those who understand the language of praise. Hallelujah. Is there somebody ready to receive something today? Ready to receive something today? Ready to receive something today? Then you stand and give him a 60-second shout of victory. Take your seat, for you didn't stand well. Are you ready now? Stand with a shout of victory. It's another 60-second shout of victory. Lift up your two hands where you are and say, Father, I have come before you today. I've come before you today to receive a change of story. I have come before you today to receive a change of story, to receive impartation, to receive freedom. I have come before you today. I have come before you today, Lord, to receive a change of story. See after me, say, Father, thank you for your word. Let your power flow into my life today and change my destiny. Change my story today. Change my life. Say, Father, every negative thing that followed me from birth, expire today. Expire them today. Listen, I want you to pray this prayer with passion. I counsel people, I hear things all the time. A child was born. And before the mother could turn here and there, midwife or whoever took the birth took the child away and brought the child back and had tampered with the body of the child. A negative thing that followed the child till adulthood. With fire you will pray. Whatever is not of God that has followed me from birth, by the power of the blood of Jesus, today I command you to expire. Every negative quality, every adversity, every calamity, every infirmity, lift your voice now and say after me, say, Father, I decree today, every infirmity, every adversity, every negativity that followed me from childhood, from birth, today, you expire, now, pray. Open your mouth and pray. Liha Mahasimidaya, Lekeferete Sinamanayala Hashta, Lepeperita Sikele Merinella, Letefida Sumagadala Teferinish, Lepeperina Mamanana Gagadala Hashta, Lepereto Sata Felemena Gagadayala, Leperete Setina Mananayala, Letike Setifetila. Open your mouth and pray. Everything that is negative, everything that is contrary, everything that is not of God, that has followed me from the womb of my mother, from my birth, today is your end. Today is your end. Jesus, lift your voice after me and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, today I come to reject every negative identity, every negative label in the physical, in the spiritual, on my life, with my life. I reject today every negative identity. I reject you by the blood of Jesus. Expire now. Pray. Every negative identity. Every negative identity. Today is your end. Today is your expiring end. Expiring it, Mahasha. Jesus, lift your hands and voice and say, Father, let the limitations of my life be broken now. Let my potentials be released now. Let motion be activated in my life now. Open your mouth and pray. the name of Jesus. Lift your hands high. Fire, fire, fire. Fire, fall on me. Fire, fire, fire. Fire, fall on me. Like on the day of Pentecost. Fire, fall on me. Like on the day of Pentecost. Fire, fall on me. Everybody say. Aggression. Fire fall. Like on the day. Fire, 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 fire,
of God.
Move on to the righteous side.
Hallelujah.
Move on.
Lift your hands up where you are. Something is about to break right now. Someone saw two dead people last night and woke up with an arrow in the chest. Right now, that arrow is returning back to hell. Two dead relations last night, overnight till Sunday morning, and woke up with a terrible arrow in the chest, an arrow of death, but it's returned back to hell now. If you are that person, you run to the front very quickly, very, very quickly, and God is setting you free right now. Two dead people in the night, last night, woke up with an arrow in the chest. Yes, come forward. In the name that is above every name, I declare that arrow returns back to hell. That man with that collar in the neck, God is healing you now. I saw you with a collar in the neck. God is healing you right now. Where are you? Quickly rush to the front as well. Something is about to break in the life of somebody. Thank you, Master. Lift your hands and say after me, say in the name of Jesus, every spirit of death, spirit of premature death, you have no place in my life. Your tenure expires. It's all right. You can remain there now. Remain there. Lift your hands. It is over. It is over. Confirm the story and let us see. The man with the neck, come forward. Somebody lift your hands and say, today is the day. It must break. What happened to your neck? Cervical spine.
Cerebral spine.
Let's stand over there. Lift your hands. Say, Jesus, I receive my healing now. Jesus' name, be healed.
On the mountain, in the valley, on the land, and in the sea.
Just keep doing anything you couldn't do. Just do your hands. Everything, your neck move.
In the valley, on the land, and in the sea. Hallelujah. The Lord is my portion in the land of the living. The Lord is good.
Two hands, everybody. Congratulations. It is done. In Jesus' name. Please step over there. And say after me, say, Father, let fire fall. Let power drop today. And let me experience freedom. In this hour, there will be diverse encounters, diverse deliverances. Some of us, the Lord will show you the condition around your bed right now and condition in your community right now that will guarantee and confirm your freedom now. Just 1 minute. What happened?
Daddy, the prophecy came with fire and with precision. The three of them, they saw relations last night, dead relations. And the three of them, himself, herself, and himself. They saw dead relations, two dead relations last night, and they woke up with pains in the chest.
And now it is over.
Now it is over.
It's returned back. That death returns back to hell. You will fulfill your days. Can somebody say a louder amen? How you will fulfill your days.
Accurate words, sir. Brother Isaac, father and uncle, last night had pain in the chest. The pain disappeared.
Late father and uncle all appeared to him last night.
Yes, sir.
He woke up with an affliction of the chest, disappeared. Lift your hands. Power of the Holy Ghost.
Okay. Also saw his mother and his cousin last night and woke up with severe pain in the chest.
Return back to hell.
Back to hell. He's healed now.
Fire!
The mother appeared to her last night late and woke up with severe pain. The pain's gone back to hell. Last night, Abu woke up with severe pain. Agada, after he saw his uncle, the two uncles that are late.
I always see them in the night. Especially, yes. I always see.
And what happened? The pain is gone now. It is over forever. Amen. Your destiny is open up.
Mother and the brother, all of them, three of them here.
And everybody.
Yes, sir.
Lift your right and say, in the name of Jesus, I receive my freedom. Are you ready to receive something now? Lift your two hands, everybody, close your eyes. What is happening? God is about to terminate that thing that followed you from your root. It's about to restore your real identity and give you a change of story. Lift your hands high. Father, let it be. Lekitekeke babaragada yadash. Lakwa shatwa kida. Lekite lefriteke bete lefira katatasha. Leberatis kite levini menakalasha. Leperetisa kuga baratis inetala. Inetala ricotebe ferenama talatash. Everything that is not of God, everything that is not of God, from your root, from your foundation, from your father's house, your mother's line, ancestral lineage that has followed you and given you a wrong identity, I prophesy by the mantle, that's right, the apostolic and prophetic mantle of God on my life, that foundation is arrested, is destroyed. That agenda is broken.
Lift your hands now. I'm going to count up to seven. I'm going to declare inherited adversity, negative identity. In the name of Jesus, you scream, go, and place the hand on your head. As you scream, go, you place the hand on your head. And begin to blast in tongues. You scream, go. Negative identity, inherited liability. In the name of Jesus, then you scream, go. And place your hand on your head and begin to blast in tongues. Everything that has been a hindrance to your life and your destiny today is your end. Lift your hands. Father, I prophesy right now against every inherited liability, inherited calamity, inherited adversity, wrong identity. Your tenure expires. You are living right now at the count of seven. In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. Go! 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 Pray the Spirit.
Le peranagadasha, le tesikel
te fite si te lidaba. Ikala managasta. Ikala managasta. Leperete se que toco la magaya la la la. No! In the name of Jesus, Mahashana, Mahasakara galabaya de hashta. Leferete si kula magaya la la hashta. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Master. Blessed be your name. In the name of Jesus. Wave your hands and give him the praise. Something broke just now. Something left just now. And something happened just now. We're going to celebrate it for 3 minutes. While we are doing so, I know there are testimonies. We won't be able to take them in the course of this service because of time. But if something drastic happened to you, I would like to let us know in the course of that second service. Officers will take your testimony. While this celebration is on, you are not sure that you are born again. You are not sure that you are saved. You need Jesus in your life. You want today to mark a new day. Or you have an addiction in your life that must be broken. Or you want to rededicate yourself to God. You will pick your Bibles and pick your bags and step forward, dance forward quickly while the rest of us will celebrate. Can you shake 3 hands around you and tell them congratulations for your freedom?
Congratulations.
Go ahead and step forward. As you come, go with your Bibles. Go with your Bibles and your bags.